Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Sure is. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Thursday. The week is almost done.
G'day, Tommy Little.
I'm not so happy today.
Why?
Because I think as a team, we need to lift our game a little bit.
Mate, I couldn't be doing any more.
You could.
I mean, I'm carrying this whole bloody damn thing.
No, I've got, well, you are, but I've still got issues.
What have you got issues with?
Because each day this week, the nominations came out for the ACRA Awards, the Commercial Radio Awards, and to each of the nominees, they gave a delicious fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And each day this week, I've been eating fortune cookies for nominations.
But
and today,
none of your nominations, just other people's
that's
nominations.
That's not the point. The point is we didn't even get enough nominations to last the week. I got no cookies around me.
You'll survive. Weren't you out last night having Chinese? Couldn't you have got a fortune cookie there?
I did get a fortune cookie there and it was delicious.
Well,
but this
how
is
many
not
did
the
you
point.
Need in a week?
Buzz, you didn't get nominated for anything.
Absolutely not.
Lift your game, mate. I need
sorry.
A fortune cookie.
Next year.
Caitlin, you didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm hopeless.
As I said, I'm carrying the team.
You Tommy, got,
I
think you, yeah, you yes. didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah, but I'm the cookie eater. I can't do both things.
You've got to be
got a
provider as well.
And do you know what it is today?
What?
It's my gorgeous boyfriend, Christopher's birthday. Happy birthday, babe.
Well, do you think he's gorgeous? I think he's gorgeous. I want to know if you
really
think
I feel like this is a trick question.
Yeah, because I wouldn't think, like if you think someone's gorgeous, don't you get them an amazing birthday present?
Which I did.
Did you? Because we must have seen different things because he sent
How
me
have you seen what I got him?
Well, he sent me a photo of what you got him and mate, it sucks so
what?
Much.
Don't make me angry.
Well, I'm already
suck.
Angry because I'm hungry because I haven't got
that.
To have a nomination biscuit today. What? I'm sorry. I didn't know. Should we talk about it later?
Well, no, because I know that you're just going to pay out on me for 4 minutes and I am
it
having
was about,
a good day.
The whole present was about you.
Oh, it wasn't. Look, it was a little bit, but not all of it.
Most of it from what I saw. Hey, we'll talk about it later. Can we get him on?
I don't know. You're the one calling the shots here.
I have been speaking to him a lot.
See what we can do with Carrie and Tommy. That's going to happen later. So is Pink on the world famous rooftop in LA. Keep listening to Carrie and Tommy to find out how you can win.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you were bagging our team before, but our team are special. We've got a gorgeous producer, Caitlin, and one of my makeup artists, Diane, who we've often referred to as Diella.
Well, you've just given that away.
I think I gave it away last time. Who provide me with entertainment on a daily basis. Mm. I don't need makeup for radio. It's the makeup that I have for the project in between.
Don't pretend. Sometimes you've got the night off the project and you're still coming in on a full face.
And they provide me entertainment on a daily basis. Mm. And I've brought them into the studio today because I want to do a special edition of this.
You're so dumb.
I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
I mean, what a great way to repay them for all the work they've done for you.
To tell you, you're playing a segment of How Dumb Are You? We joke all the time, Diane, don't we, about things we can't say?
Yes.
I mean,
always.
Things you can't say often and things occasionally you... things I can't say.
What words do you struggle to say?
There's a few. Yep. So, ambience.
Sorry?
Ambience.
Ambers. Like in a fire?
No.
If something's wrong and I need to call a ambience.
Ambulance.
Oh, you just drop a syllable at the middle of ambulance? So
try again. Concentrate.
Ambulance.
I love it.
Oh, this is my favourite.
Yeah. I love the other day we were talking about this song we liked. Diane goes, oh, is that the new one from, Danny DeVito? I said, Danny DeVito? So he got music out. She goes, she. And I'm like, Demi Lovato? And she was like, yes.
You know, the short, fat, bald bloke.
And hey, Caitlin, the reason I wanted to do a full segment on this, because this is happening all around us. Caitlin, when you go have Mexican food, so yummy and tasty, and you get nachos and you get avocado and salsa, and then you put something hot and spicy on top, what do you put on top?
Buzz has had enough. He won't even turn Caitlin's microphone on.
What do you put on top just to spice it up a bit? You put...
Her mic's not working. Jump in there.
A jalapeno.
A jalapeno.
Oh, jalapeno.
That's not what you said the other day.
Look,
I think you said a jalapeno.
If you have too many jalapenos, you got to get an ambience. What a cute little merry band of idiots we've got.
So I find
Isn't it great?
I find it tricky to say traditional.
Yes, you do.
Traditional.
I used to have...
I don't know why, and I have to say it a lot.
Well, I have trouble saying anything with an L at the front, so I have an...
Like lemon?
Like Lorraine is my auntie's name.
Lorraine.
And I end up just saying Lorraine.
Say, try again.
Lorraine.
I just have to really like...
it looks like I'm trying to swallow a golf ball or something when I say Lorraine. Yeah. Lorraine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
One more try. Ambulance.
Okay. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Getting there.
Getting better.
One more
like
time.
It.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Oh, mate. That's the most bogan I've ever heard you sound. Do you say pool? Is this the Queensland? Did you say pool? Swimming pool?
Pool. No.
Oh, you say pool.
But I say salmon and penguin wrong too.
Penguin.
A penguin.
Oh, the penguin parade. That's great.
So we want you to call us on 131060. We're playing a special edition of How Dumb Are You? What Can't You Say?
There's nothing better than asking people to say the things they can't say.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
131060.
It provides delight. It's an inner circle here. Mm.
Yeah. What can't you say, Buzz?
There's a lot of things. Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head.
There's something I can think of. At the end of the show, you can never say the sentence, geez, I did good.
Oh, all right.
Too mean? Is it too mean?
What?
Okay, let's go. We'll take calls.
131060, what can't you say? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're doing How Dumb Are You? The Things You Can't Say edition.
Yeah, because my gorgeous makeup artist, Diella, otherwise known as Diane, the other day said to me that she was talking about a friend. She said she had to call an ambulance. And I said, an ambulance? A what? An ambulance? She said, an ambulance. Say it again.
Ambulance.
And someone called her an ambulance because she couldn't say ambulance, right?
And then as we were about to say thank you very much, Diella, and she was about to leave, she said, oh, there's another word I can't say. What's that one?
Vietnamese.
Which is your favourite type of cuisine?
Vietnamese. Say it again.
Vietnamese.
Oh, I love you so much.
What do you like ordering when you get your Vietnamese?
Everything, really.
Are you just saying that so you don't have to say the name of any of the things?
We've got someone on Twitter saying your dad can't say phenomenon. That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Phnom Penh is how it usually comes out.
Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh.
Pyongyang a place?
Pyongyang is a place too.
We've got Jackie on the line from Melbourne. Jackie, what can't you say?
Rural. Like when you live far away. Rural.
Or just say you live in the bush, Jackie. Then you never have to say rural.
No, I just can't say it, no matter what.
It's a hard...
It's a tricky. It's a lot of R's.
You just roll it in like... Adele, what can't you say?
Fibre grade.
What?
What's that?
Like the thing that comes when your house is on fire. Fibre grade.
Fibre grade. Oh, you and Diane together.
I know.
Fibre grade and ambulance.
No, call the ambulance. Imagine somebody if you were working in emergency services, you had to pick up the 000 call and go, do you need the fire brigade, the ambulance,
or
the cops? Yeah.
We got Serena in Dubbo. Serena, what can't you say?
I can't say binoculars.
No, you can't.
Oh, I love this game so much.
Oh, it's so good. All these words are better. Like, that's more fun. But not, oh, now, how did you say it again, Serena?
Only Serena can say it.
Binoculars.
I don't know. My 10-year-old, my daughters get at me all the time and they correct me, but to me it sounds like I'm saying it right.
Binoculars. Yeah, it's a funner way to say it.
It sounds so right. It's more fun. It rolls off the tongue. Binoculars. I don't know.
Binoculars.
Let's end on Michelle. Michelle, what can't you say, hun?
Hi, guys. I can't say deodorant.
Deodorant?
You know, the antiperspirant stuff that you spray under your arms? Yeah.
The deodorant.
Deodorant.
Yeah, antiperspirant for giraffes. Deodorant.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick, I help them work out their next steps for their growth, and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Today is the day, people. If you aren't already enrolled or you've moved address, make sure that you fix that ASAP so that you can say yes to love. You've got till midnight tonight and you just got to head to aec.com.au/enroll.
I believe 500,000 Aussies, young Aussies aged between the age of 18 to 25 still not enrolled.
Still missing. Yeah, they're now saying that more than 50,000 people have registered since the survey was announced 2 weeks ago, which is great, but there's still more out there, so get on board. Yep. If you need any more reason to get on board, the fabulous Ellen DeGeneres has tweeted from the US. She said, "Australia, I love you. It is time for marriage equality. Make sure you're enrolled to vote right now." And even more so, we had the gorgeous Magda Szybanski on the project last night.
I saw that and I thought it was amazing.
Do you know, she came out on our show 5.5 years ago, and I was saying to her last night, could she have ever imagined 5.5 years ago, the day before she chose to come out live, that 5.5 years later she would be one of the leading advocates in this space. She's the most incredible woman, and if you missed it, here's a little bit of what she had to say.
A friend of mine, her long-term partner had cancer. She wanted to be in the room with her when she was having a painful treatment, and the doctor said, next of kin only. She wasn't allowed in, and she had to stand outside and listen to the screams of the woman she loved, unable to even comfort her.
There's so many people making arguments against this, and the way Magda can counter those arguments so eloquently, she is just a force to be reckoned with, that woman.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, you know, make theories and stuff about what might happen or what could happen. And I think it's when you hear personal stories that you're
absolutely
like, oh, that's what is happening.
It's their reality.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Absolutely. I feel like Magda needs to have a little chat to Bob Catter.
No, she'd hate that.
Because I feel like Bob Catter may just be in his own little world, I was going to say at the moment. But a lot of the time, he has come out on Sky News last night. He's accused the gay community of stealing the word gay, which he says used to mean happy.
The homosexual groupings in Australia, they took the word gay. It was the most beautiful word in the English language. And they said, oh, God, we'll take that word and we'll have it as ours. Well, what else are they going to take? Are they going to take our freedom?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, I feel the same about the word gay time. I tried to go out the other night for just a delicious gay time, and can you imagine how disgusted I was when I got given an ice cream?
Well, the funny part about what he went on to say is he said that the word had particular meaning to him because it was used in a text that he studied for his university entrance exam. He said, I got 84% in English in matriculation, which was a very, very high mark indeed, and that word meant a lot to me.
What's if we're talking about words, what's matriculation?
That's what they used to call their HSC or VCE or whatever you call it.
Oh,
my mum always talks about matriculation.
Matriculation.
Yeah, okay. I think she just likes it because it's a big fancy word.
It is. A lot of syllables.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got something for you. You're looking at me that look like it's my turn to talk now, and you are correct. The iPhone 8, do you care?
A lot of people do. My contract's not up yet, so no.
Okay. A lot of people do, and there had been rumours that it was going to be like a year away at least.
Oh, was there?
Now, the newest thing that's come out today that said rumours are mounting the iPhone 8 could be launched in just a few weeks. The tentative date is September 11.
So what's this one got that mine wouldn't have? I'm always a few behind.
We have no idea. The one thing I'm hoping for...
You have no idea or they have no idea?
And the news, but I have no idea. You know what I'm hoping for?
What?
Breathalyzer. I've always thought that should be.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then you can also train it to, because it's a safety feature, of course, obviously, because then means you can check if you're below the limit to drive.
Yes.
But also, then if you're above the limit, it can lock your phone.
Your car.
And no, lock your phone, not let you text anybody, then go, hey,
text.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you being doing?
I still miss you.
Why did you leave me?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Pink on the world famous rooftop in LA. Let's do it.
Grab Pink's latest single, What About Us, from the new album Beautiful Trauma. What about us? Out October 13.
Carrie and Tommy, same, but backwards.
Oh, every time I hear that song when I'm driving the car at the moment, I just get tingles. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be seeing her performing that live in LA.
Do you also get a little bit nervous?
No, should I?
Well, I've started to get a little bit nervous for Carly. Carly, you're joining us on the phone now.
I haven't been thinking about Carly. I should think about Carly.
Carly, I've been thinking about you heaps. How you doing?
Thank you for thinking of me. I think I need it.
Yeah, because the problem with the carryover champ is you've done so much up until this point. You've won three in a row, but now you could still get pipped at the post.
Oh,
I mean,
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, just keep the confidence going. Good work, Carly. joining you today to fight to the death is Elise. G'day, Elise.
Hello, how are you?
We're pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm a bit nervous.
Carly's smashed three out of three.
I know. Elise, no pressure.
No, I know, right?
All right, let's do this. Yeah. I'm ready to roll.
Elise, you know the rules?
Yep.
Just buzz in with your name when you think you know what it is. If you get it wrong, it goes to the other person to have a crack. We just need the name of the song because obviously it's a Pink song.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Ready? Carly, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the song.
Elise?
Elise, go for it.
Raise Your Glass?
No.
Oh,
it is not. Carly, would you like to have a guess?
Yeah, is it Blame Me One Last Kiss?
No.
No. Oh. Now what happens? I think we've got to play again.
We'll play it again,
play again. Listen. Do you know, this is the first one I think I actually know.
No, we'll give you the same song again. Once again, buzz in with your names, and it's the same rule. So just have another crack. Here you go.
Here we go.
Thanks, Mom.
Elise. Just Like Fire.
It is.
Oh, Carly.
Sorry, Carly. Oh.
You know what? I'm just not feeling good. I'm sitting in the Costco car park and I was just, not ready for that at all.
Oh,
Carly, you've been so great. I mean, the good thing about Costco is they sell huge items of anything. So go buy yourself a huge bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, along with some ice cream and everything else.
Sorry, that's a much more responsible thing to do. Yes, yes.
If Elise makes it through to Friday, you never know. Elise may ring you, Carly, and say, come with me.
Maybe, yes.
Carly, you've been great. Elise, we will speak to you tomorrow. Only one more chance for people to get involved and join us. See Pink live in LA.
Woo!
If you want to get involved, you can register at hit.com.au. Grab Pink's latest single. It is called What About Us from the new album Beautiful Trauma. That is out October 13.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I feel like I may have offended you earlier.
Not May, you did.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more grey area than
it's
that.
It's not grey area.
It is your partner's birthday today.
Yes.
And he's a, I think he's probably fine with the present you got him. I'm outraged by it.
No, I got him lots of cool things. First of all, I got him that. Have a look at, what's that?
No, no, don't distract me with other presents. Let's talk about the main present.
I want to build up to the main present. What is that?
Well, it's Where's Wally Jocks, which I'm guessing are like, is there a funny play on, is it a Where's Willy or something?
Our daughter reads Where's Wally with him all the time. So she gave him Where's Wally underpants.
Okay.
She had to find Wally, which was a bit weird. I understand she's got to find Wally on her dad's.
Stop shoving this photo of Jocks in my face.
And then I got him his favourites, his footy teams in the finals. I got him a footy team jumper.
Stop distracting everybody with these other things. Let's talk about the main present, please.
Okay, for years and years and years, we've had this plain wall in our office, in our study, right? This white wall, and he's been saying, you need to put some pictures up on it.
Yep.
So we decided we were going to put pictures up of all the cool stuff and the people we've met in doing our jobs.
We've met.
So, like, we've met some cool people.
Yeah. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, the people, like, we've worked with that we wouldn't put up around the rest of the house. It's just for us in our study.
And, of course, you guys work together for a little time as well, so there'd be a lot of photos of you guys together with people that you've met.
Yeah, so anyway, I've been talking about it for a long time.
Right.
And I...
Oh, now it's I've been talking about it for a long time. Okay.
We've been talking about it for a long time.
Interesting Freudian slip, but that's fine.
It's not.
Okay, what did you do today?
On the wall and it looks amazing. There's like 20 pictures of us. It encapsulates the last...
Oh, that is where the lies start. So it looks amazing and there are 20 pictures.
Yes.
There are 20 pictures of you. There are absolutely no pictures of your partner.
That's such a lie.
There are
Don't
two.
Lie if
there
you're going to do this. There's not. There's five.
Oh, you've actually counted.
There's out of how many? Five out of 20 of
there's
you.
More. There's more than 20. These are rows of five.
No, there's 30. Five.
There's seven rows of five.
Okay.
There's 35 and there's five pictures.
But I had to fit in the photo of me and Oprah, the photo of me and Matt Damon, the photo
Mate,
of me and Ed Sheeran. There's a lot of people I had to put
There's
up
some
in
of just you by yourself on red carpets.
No.
There's more pictures. If somebody went and looked at this wall and they said, okay, you've got to pick the partners here. It's a lady and a man. They'd go, okay, well, the lady's Carrie because she's in nearly every photo. And the man must be Charlie Pickering because he's in about 10. Ed Sheeran's in about 8
of them. Hey, mate,
you're
in one of them.
I'm in one.
You're in one. Well, at least you got on my wall.
I'm rapt about that. No, it's not about me. This is about Chris,
no,
your partner.
No, because the issue is what happened was I didn't want to give away what I was doing for his birthday, so I said to him, can you send some work photos to me, right? And he sent me one, and I needed more than one. And then I asked again, and he sent me one. And I was like, how? So I put a few extra photos of me just to fill the space.
Just yourself.
And then I said to him, we will replace those photos with photos of him at work once he gives them to me.
That's not going
to
happen. Down the line, just a few of him are going to get replaced.
No!
Next red carpet you do, that'll be up on the wall. We do have him on the line. Chris, firstly, happy birthday.
Thanks, Tommy. How are you?
Mate, I'm pretty good. Now, I hope you don't mind, but I got you a present.
Can I start by saying that finding where's Will is not as hard as finding where's Wally?
Now, quick, mate.
Impugned on national radio.
Well, I hope you don't mind as well, but I actually got you a present.
Oh.
It is a wall full of photos of myself, so I hope you enjoy that.
So unfair.
What do you think of your present, mate?
The Taj Mahal of Carrie.
Stop it. That's not what you think. That's not what you told me this morning when I said to you, here's your present.
I know. I mean, she's more attractive than I am, so it's good for the wall to have her up there and not me. Plus, there's more photos of her than there are me. The only photos taken of me are the ones that my mum took when I was growing up.
I mean, that is true, but is it maybe the Where's Wally theme in coming back and you have to look for hours on this wall to hopefully find a photo of yourself?
It's easy to spot you.
You're down the bottom.
You're down the bottom left.
No, I'm front and centre. Good posse.
Okay, can you just explain?
I've never seen so much of Charlie Pickering in my life. I've worked with
the guy. Can you explain, though, to Tommy that I have been asking you for photos and you haven't exactly given up a lot?
No, I mean, that's true. But
see,
I mean,
exactly.
I didn't really know what you're up to because...
Exactly.
Yeah, or I mean, have
point.
You been getting your numbers wrong again, and have you been messaging Charlie and asking him for pictures of himself at work?
Well, I'm annoyed because there's a really cool photo of me, and like, because Carrie's got like photos of Brad Pitt and all these legends, and yeah. I've got this cool photo of me, two of the whitest dudes in the world, me and Charlie with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah,
I would have given her that one, and I could have blown that up, and that would have been.
But you didn't, did you? So instead, it's another photo of me on the wall.
How was I to know that you were building a shrine of yourself?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, we thought it would be funny.
The thing that's out of shot there, there's little candles and stuff. That's all.
There is not. Don't play into Tommy.
There's strands
I know
of
you
different
like
coloured
that.
Hair from the phases she's been through at the bottom.
Stop it, both of you. Mate, one day someone will do a beautiful shrine on your wall and you'll be happy with it.
Oh, and I can't wait to get all the photos of you on my wall. Chris, I need to know, were you happy with this present?
I was.
Okay.
The truth is I was. I loved it.
Because I think despite whether you love it or not, I think this present is all about Carrie. I think she's done the classic, oh, yeah, here's something that you'll love, but really it's just for Carrie to, like you said, build her own shrine.
Well, that does make me think of maybe why this morning, Chris, you said to me, it reminds me when I used to give my sister Nintendo videos and say, you can watch me play it.
I used to give her NBA Jam every year and then say, just watch me play it. It's like...
See, this is what I want to talk about. On 131060, give us a call. If your partner has given you a present, that's actually just all about them.
Or for them.
Mm.
It's not saying all about them makes it sound like there was something more sinister going on.
Mate, this wall is literally all about you.
It's not all about me. It's all about us. Just a lot of me is a part of us.
Who's Hey, Walks, happy birthday, mate. Have a ripper day.
You too, guys. Have a good
See
day.
Ya.
131060, that's our number. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about presents that you've given somebody or received, it's actually not about you. You realise, oh, that's funny, it's my birthday, and they have technically given me a present, but it's a giant wall of photos of them.
It's not. It's a wall of photos of us.
Hey, mate, I could have been talking about anything there.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You've taken this right on board. I've clearly touched a nerve.
I took the time to put up 30 photos.
Of yourself and Charlie Pickering.
And you're in there.
On your boyfriend's wall.
On our wall, because he didn't give me enough photos of him, so it's just weighted heavily in my way currently. It'll go 50-50 once he provides the photos.
Even the fact that you don't have photos of him makes this worse.
He's got photos. photos
so
up
when,
there.
So when you open your wallet, is it just a picture of Charlie Pickering as well?
No, I don't have photos because he's taken them at work.
Who's that? Well, that's Ollie. That's my gorgeous son. And that's Evie. That's my gorgeous daughter. And that's Charlie Pickering. God, he's done some good shows.
Actually, Waleed's up there as well, and Pete. All my friends are up there. Anyway, let's go to Rhonda in Sydney. Rhonda, when have you received a present that really wasn't about you at all?
Well, basically on my birthday, my husband will bring me, you know, buy me a little package. And I'm like, oh, what's this? He's so sweet and thoughtful. He's remembered and everything. And then it ends up being a PlayStation 4 game that I'm never going to play. No. We'll play this together. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah, sounds good, whatever. And he's like, yeah, sure, you know, we'll have a great time. And, you know, it's so good. It was Crash Bandicoot, mind you, like a childhood game or something like that. And he's like, yeah, I think this will be an interesting game today. I'm like, oh, no. This is not happening. Yeah.
Rhonda, I've never seen someone smash out as many words as you smashed out in about 20 seconds. That was amazing. But what I got from it, you don't play PlayStation at all, or it's just not your game?
No, look, I play PlayStation here and there. You know, like we play like a little fighting game, Tekken and all that type of thing. But, you know, Crash Bandicoot and all these other adventure games, nah, don't play any of that. And he's like, yeah, what if we're you? You know, I'm like, nah, that's definitely not me going to be playing that. Ends up,
Rhonda, yeah. Have you had a coffee?
I've had a Red Bull.
Don't worry, Rhonda. He always says that I speak a lot as well.
No, it's not a lot. I was impressed. Rhonda was rocketing words out. And because I was going to say, if you, if this is before a coffee will actually kill you, I reckon.
Thanks, Rhonda. We got Lance on the phone. Lance, was it you that gave the present or received the present that had nothing to do with you?
I gave the present.
Okay. Who did you give the present to?
I gave the present to my mother for her birthday.
And what was the present?
It was a BB gun.
There's one thing I know about mums, it's they love BB guns.
You know when you see all those Mother's Day ads?
Yeah.
You know, buy them flowers, slippers, yeah. BB guns.
Yeah, the big three. How did she like it, Lance?
I don't think she actually ever got to see it other than the first time in the box.
Okay. Because you're lucky, because if she really was mad at you for giving that as a present, you've also just given her the weapon to shoot you with.
Yeah, and she would too.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's finish with Dylan. Dylan, what present did you get or give that was nothing to do with you?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my parents. Their probably 7th or 8th anniversary.
Yeah.
And my dad got my mum a MIG welder. He needed it for work, but I think it was more of just a toy.
Yeah.
A welder? Is that what I got from that?
Yeah.
A MIG welder? What's a MIG welder?
I'm gathering that's just the brand welder,
yeah,
is it, Dylan?
Yeah, it's a title welder. But,
right.
Yeah.
Mum might want to do a bit
once
of welding.
Once again, real mum stuff. You know, again, what I've learned from this, if you can get mum to put down the BB gun for long enough, geez, she's mad for a bit of welding.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, as you know, Father's Day is around the corner.
Mm.
And how's this? Maya is where you can find the perfect gift, right? And if you want to win a $1,000 Maya voucher, just head to hit.com.au and tell us the best and worst advice from your dad advice ever received.
I've just realised it's Father's Day, which means I'm going to have to go get Chris another present.
Head to Maya.
Or I could just do another photo wall.
Is there enough photos of you out there?
I'm sure I could find some. Dadvice. Everyone's got dadvice.
Yeah, my dad used to tell me, because I used to wonder why I couldn't grow a beard.
Oh, yeah.
He used to tell me if you shut your eyes and you push, you'll be able to grow a beard. Well, that's what ended up happening. Nothing on the face, plenty in the Dax. Thanks, Dad. That would go down in the worst category of dadvice. But that can also win you $1,000. You know what $1,000 will buy you at Maya?
What?
A lot of new pants.
And
so
a
if
lot
you've
of
tried to
frames.
Push out your beard, you're back on your picture frames. Can't get you off this.
That website, once again, is hit.com.au. $1,000 to spend at Maya. We are back tomorrow giving away a trip to LA with Pink. We'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.